今天爱丽丝玛丽将要呢？
Yesterday, we were discussing the fourth factor out of the nine factors of sharpening the controlling faculties, namely by practicing the seven or possessing the seven suitable things. One can sharpen one's faculties and thus cultivate knowledge. Today we want to go on to the fifth one, namely, by apprehending the sign of concentration, one accomplishes insight knowledge. In Pali, it is known as Samadhisa Cha Nimitta Kahena, apprehending the sign of concentration. As the mind falls calm and collected on the object of attention, on a momentary basis, there arises the Samadhi concentration. And such concentration is known as momentary concentration, Kanika Samadhi. As the mind falls calm and collected on the object of attention, in this way, one will not be affected by lust or craving. Instead, one's mind will form calm and collected. And when one is confronted with undesirable objects or experiences, one will not be affected by ill will or anger. Same thing goes with other negativities. The mind will not be affected. Instead, the mind will fall calm and collected on the object of attention, such as known as Samadhi. And out of several kinds of concentration, this kind of concentration is known as Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration. And the practice of meditation is to accumulate this momentary concentration. So the mind concentrates on the object with mindfulness practice continuously, thus giving rise to concentration. We shall discuss about this. In the text are given the three kinds of samadhi, but at this point we're not going to discuss all of them because lest we get confused. So we shall only discuss one thing. Mainly there are two things. One is Papanna Samadhi, another one is Kanika Samadhi. As for the first one, it is practiced by Samatha, those who practice tranquility meditation in order to concentrate his or her mind so that his or her mind will not be affected by craving or aversion. Instead, the mind concentrates on a single object continuously. And such concentration also is known as mundane or worldly concentration, Lokiya Samadhi, which is a practice of jhana. And the object of meditation in this case are not ultimate realities of mind and body. Instead, they are conceptual objects. And there are many such objects. And yogi's mind is concentrated on one of these conceptual objects in order to give rise to mundane concentration, such as known as Bhavana Samadhi, and such is also worldly jhana, such a concentration is practiced in the practice of mundane absorption, Lokiya Jhana, leading to supernormal powers, abhinyas. And it can also serve as a basis for the practice of insight knowledge. Now what the yogis are doing is not that kind. What they're doing is they are concentrating on the ever-arising mind-body object as they arise at the moment of their arising, focusing precisely, aiming an energy, and the mind falls collect calm and collect it momentarily on the arising objects. Such is Kenika Samadhi, momentary concentration. Because it is associated with insight knowledge, it is also called insight concentration, Vipassana Samadhi. We are going to talk about this kind of Samadhi concentration. This expression, nimitta kahina. Nimitta means cause for concentration. It is also given as akara mena, the way of concentrating the mind. How one can cultivate this momentary concentration by deepening one's concentration on the object for 1 minute or 3 minutes and so on. And that is also always the method for such successful concentration. And such is known as metta, cause for concentration. Gaha means recording or remembering. At times yogi may not be doing well in his or her practice. The mind is not calm. The mind is distracted, there's no concentration. So the mind is not falling on the object. Although at other times may be good, the mind can concentrate continuously and so on. So there are different ways or different situations in the course of the practice. And such situations are known as mana, or cause for concentration. A yogi remembers such method or manner or cause for concentration or cause for success. So that at some time, at some point, when the yogi is not doing well in his or her concentration, either during the sitting meditation or walking meditation, the yogi may become depressed because he or she is not doing well. So at that moment, he or she should remember how he or she has concentrated his or her mind some point. By noting the mind, by noting the object with precision, focusing precisely, aiming and energetically, one has at one time concentrated the mind, concentrated on object, considering the mind on object. So one has to remember this manner, this method, so he or she can pick up what he or she has remembered as the cause for concentration. So he or she can revert back to that method in order to concentrate his or her mind. And such is given as samadhisa cha. Nimitta gahena. One tries to remember the method of concentration one has experienced and then remembers it and pick it up in order to cultivate concentration as before. For this kind of Kanika Samadhi, called Vipassana Samadhi, momentary concentration or insight concentration, it can cause some difficulty if one has much general knowledge, theoretical knowledge, but not much practical knowledge. They can become doubtful as to the validity of this concentration. They may think that concentration is just concentrating the mind on a single object. Now we are noting to concentrate our mind momentarily on the momentarily arising object, ever arising mind-body object. So such people who have much theoretical general knowledge may ask this question, how can we call this as concentration or samadhi? And if they are having doubts about it, then it may disrupt their practice, it may affect their practice of meditation. As for those people who have been used to mundane concentration, bhavana samadhi, because they have no general knowledge, then they may also have some doubts. And Sarah says that as a meditation teacher, he has come across such yogis who are doubtful about the validity of this momentary concentration. Then such doubts can disturb one's practice. So one has got to understand that there are various kinds of concentration, samadhi. There is a samadhi concentration which arises by noting or concentrating or giving attention on a single conceptual object, such as known as mundane or worldly absorption of the jhana. Here it is not so. We are practicing in order to cultivate insight knowledge. In order to do that, we are noting and concentrating our mind on ever arising objects which are the ultimate realities as they arise. We focus our attention with aiming and energy in order to give rise to kanika samadhi, momentary concentration. And such samadhi or concentration can behave or has the quality of bhavana citta, the meditative mind, which can block the path or which can prevent the negativity such as raga, dosa, craving and aversion to enter one's human consciousness, and they have the effectiveness. And this bhavana, this kind of samadhi also has the effectiveness in order to subdue or calm one's meditative mind. And it is on the same level in that respect as the apana samadhi, that is attainment concentration, absorption concentration, or bhavana samadhi, as we have discussed, on the same level. So today we shall discuss, both from the theoretical and practical aspects, how such samadhi has been explained as being on equal footing with the absorption concentration. Buddha himself has used his expression or word, namely kanika samadhi, as kanika citta ekagra. Kanika momentarily, that means as the objects, mind body objects arise momentarily, the mind falls calm and collected momentarily on those ever arising objects. Citta ekagra, one pointedness of the mind, which falls momentarily on the object of attention. Let us say when we are paying attention to the abdomen and noting rising and falling as they arise, when rising takes place, there are these transitions or elements known as stiffness, tension, movement, which are the manifestation of the element of wind, vayo dhatu, which can be realized or experienced personally. Atta, pitaka, or paramattas, they are the ultimate realities because they are experienced by yourself. Atta, pitaka. Falling takes place, object of falling, you will notice, you observe this relaxation, softness, movement. All these things are also the manifestation of wind element, vayu dhatu. They are manifestation of inflation and deflation of the abdomen. They are the manifestation of the wind element, vayu, which can be experienced directly, which are very obvious. So as the objects arise, in this case of stiffness, tension, movement, all the sensations arise. You know that your mind falls calm and collected on these ever arising or momentarily arising objects of attention. So as you fall, as your mind falls on rising, there rises this kanika tree. And as your mind falls calm and collected on falling, as you are falling blindness on one object, that is falling object, such is known as ekagata, one-pointedness. Falling on one object, a single object, is known as kanika chitta ekagata. As the noting mind is looking the object of attention or meditation, the mind falls calm and collected on a momentarily arising object of meditation, such as Buddha's usage. And the commentaries have given it as kanika samadhi. And ekagata means concentration, although the two are different in wording, they are same in meaning. The mind falling calm and collected on the object of attention, such as samadhi. So in the text are given kanika ekagata, kana mata titiko samadhi. This kind of concentration, momentary concentration, rising on a single object, on a momentary arising object, is known as kanika samadhi. So as the mind is falling momentarily on object, it becomes kanika samadhi, momentary concentration. You know the main object, such as the rising and falling of the abdomen. As you note, there are not one object, same object, there are many objects, increments, infinitesimal objects, such as hardness, softness, heat, cold, warmth, lightness, cohesion, solidity, and then also unbearable situations, sensations, seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, sense impressions, and so on, and thoughts and ideas in your mind. All these things are noted and they are experienceable directly. Known as paramattha, mind body, the ultimate mind body objects which can be experienced directly. Also, when you are doing walking meditation, you are lifting, moving, and placing, noting, lifting, moving, and placing. When you note lifting, there is this lifting of the foot in stages as a result of an intention to lift, feeling lightness, going up, pushing up, and so on, which are experienced directly by you. They are rupa and nama. Nama, first intention is nama, mentality, and the actual lifting is materiality. So they are the ultimate mental, material, ultimate materialities of the mind, or mental, ultimate materiality. Ultimate mental thing. And then the actual lifting is the ultimate material thing. They arise in increments or stages. And when you are doing movement of your foot, noting as moving, as you intend to move, the intention which arises in stages is followed by actual movement of the foot, feeling, pushing, pulling from behind, and so on. Sometimes you may feel heaviness at that moment. And when you're placing your foot down, as you note as placing and placing, the foot falls down heavily in increments, coming down until the foot touches the floor. when you feel a pressure. So all these things, sensations or elements, are experienced directly. They are adapitaka in Pali. They are the realities, ultimate realities, paramatas. They are made up of mental realities and material realities. They arise continuously, and you are noting it by labeling or mental labeling in accordance with the method of discourse. We call it Sotantra method. In fact, during rising and falling, stiffness, tension, and movement are occurring, and during lifting, moving, and bathing, although you are noting as labeling as lifting, moving, and bathing, you are actually experiencing the realities. And you note them and concentrate your mind as they arise. That is known as kanamata titiko. They are arising momentarily. And you note and sustain mindfulness, focusing precisely, and your mind falls momentarily on these ever arising object of attention. And in this way, your mind is concentrated momentarily on these objects, and they are arising continuously. And such is known as Kanika Samadhi. Although when this Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, is taking place in a few, on few objects, then this momentary concentration may not be strong enough. However, you are practicing in order to accumulate these momentary concentration in order to give rise to wonderful energy, concentration, energy of concentration. When the Kanika Samadhi, or the momentary concentration, is arising on few objects, it is not so strong. But when it is arising continuously on many objects, then it becomes very strong. When this Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, becomes energized and becomes continuous and very strong, then this momentary concentration has the effect, the quality of calming your vegetative mind, bhavana citta, so as not to allow these hindrances to progress. So as you pay attention to ever arising object in the body, the noting mind falls momentarily on the object of attention as they arise momentarily. And this kind of concentration has its qualities in terms of natural characteristics, function, and manifestation. It has the natural characteristic of not distraction, not distracting, not restless, and not wavering. It is given by this Pali expression, avikripo samadhi. Since there is no distraction, no restlessness, or no wavering, as a natural characteristic, the mind falls collected from object. It is quite obvious. Instead of wavering, or distraction, or restlessness, it is anchored, fixed, in a fixed manner, on the object of attention. It never is not overshooting the object, and such is given as the characteristic of concentration. So if you think of it at that very moment, not only does this concentration take it as one consciousness, or one mental state, this mental state falls concentrated on the object. Not only that, it also causes its associated mental states, because they don't exist alone, they exist together with other mental states. So it also causes other mental states to fall calm and collected on the object of attention, giving rise to the function, its function as sambhidana rasa, its function as condensing or collecting on the object of attention, such as when you are paying attention to the abdomen and noting rising and falling, the mind will fall collected, condensed on the objects such as different and other objects as well, as you focus your attention precisely on the ever arising, newly arising object of attention. And it becomes collected on that object. Not only itself, but also it is causing others to become calm and collected on the object of attention, just like everything comes to a collected place. Everything, like when people are asked to come and assemble in one place, they all become assembled in one place, so that this calmness, which is the manifestation of concentration. In this way, we are noting and causing the concentration to arise, to possess such qualities as the natural characteristic for function and manifestation.
Shukwe ayong po rai nagulunyo dakana dakana sikan.
As the moment, as the object arises momentarily, the mind falls calm and collected on the ever arising object momentarily, so that there is calmness and collectedness and condensing of the mind. If you just calculate in terms of minutes and seconds, just see at the moment, at the rate of one moment of calmness every second, in 1 minute, there will be 60 moments of this Kanika Samadhi arising, and in 5 minutes, 300, and so on. So you can just imagine that if you are able to do it continuously, practice to cultivate Kanika Samadhi continuously, if the Kanika Samadhi is continuous, then it is bound to build up momentum, so that this kind of Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, will have the effectiveness just like on the same level as the Apana Samadhi, that is the absorption concentration, as you practice in mundane jhanas, to calm your meditative mind, bhavana chitta, so as not to allow these hindrances of progress to enter your stream of consciousness. Such has been given in the text. And which kind of samadhi is effective in this way? That means as effective as the attainment of absorption and concentration of the samadhi. It is given as patipakkhina navibhuto. Patipakkhina means the opposing states. What are the opposing states of meditation? They are none other than hindrances to progress, nivaranas, which can cause impurities in your mind and which can weaken your knowledge. Such is known as patipakkhina, the opposing elements, opposing states. Anabhidhuto, not overwhelmed by these opposing elements. That means one must be free, the mind must be free from these opposing elements. Only then it will be effective. Because the noting mind falls on the object as they arise momentarily, you are not disturbed by these nivaranas. No hindrances of progress can arise in your stream of consciousness. At that moment, there will be no such thing as desiring to see good things, hear good sound, and so on, so that you'll be free from the sense desire hindrances. And also, as regards undesirable elements or objects, you will not be overcome by anger or ill will, so that you will be free from the ill will hindrance, of ill will. So that because you are noting with focus attention, precisely, with aiming and energy, there will be no sloth and torpor, no sluggishness in your practice, you will be free from sloth and torpor. Because you are noting so as to become fixed on the object of attention, you will be free from the restlessness and remorse. Because you are doing it with faith and confidence in the practice, there will be no skeptical doubt about the practice in your mind. Therefore, there will be no hindrances to progress, nivanas, because it is falling momentarily on an ever-arising object, kanika samadhi, and this kanika samadhi is free from, and can cause you to be free from these nivanas, hindrances to progress, and your mind is not affected by these hindrances to progress. Hence, when this kanika samadhi, when the mind, the concentration called kanika samadhi is in such a state, such qualities, then such qualities means freedom from hindrances, then it will be on the same footing as the apana samadhi, that is attainment or absorption concentration. When does this bhavana chitta meditative mind can calm the mind and be free from hindrances to progress? And how must this concentration do in order to do that? What kind of concentration should it be? And the question is asked like that. The answer is Aramani Nidantara Hikakarena Bodhamano. Hikakarena Bodhamano, objects arising and momentary concentration occurring on the object of attention, flowing like a current. If the concentration, momentary concentration, is continuous and flowing like a current, where? On what? Aramana Nirandara. Ever arising object of attention in the body, without any gap. That means continuously. So that the concentration will become one continuous whole instead of gaps in between. As the object arises in your body, that may be rising and falling of the abdomen, heat, cold, sensations, things like that. Though the objects may be different, variety of objects may arise, not just the same object. As this object arises momentarily, you note, you concentrate your mind momentarily on ever newly arising object of attention, such as given by this Hikakarena Bodhamano. The noting mind notes so that the kanika momentary concentration is happening continuously. So that as you note the presently arising object, this concentration will be continuous. And such continuous concentrated mind can be efficient in overcoming the, in calming the mind.
Hours
up, so we stop here for the day.